this week, July 7th, 2015, on The Digital Story. Cuba movies and ebook. T-shirt giveaway. The White House lifts photo ban. All of this and more with yours truly, Derek Story, on The Digital Story. Welcome back to another Digital Story. I have a memory card full of great content for you this week. We start out with the weekly update, and I have a couple good stories for you there. Then we're going to talk about Cuba. Haven't touched on that for a while, but there's a reason why we're revisiting Cuba this week. There's a movie reason, and there's an ebook reason, and I have some great news around all of that. And then we're going to talk about the Digital Story public group on Flickr. I don't know if you spend much time over there, but we have more than 50,000 images submitted by members of our virtual camera club there. And those are the pictures I select from to do the member photo of the day on our Facebook page. And I thought, wow, you know, if you're not participating in this, which is a lot of fun, then maybe I'll create a little incentive for you. And so then we'll talk about free t-shirts, and that'll be in the second story. And then what else do I have? Oh, I got a little virtual camera club news. I have a free article on photo framing, all sorts of good stuff. So I better stop fooling around here and get to it. The weekly update. Instagram stores higher resolution images. DP Connect reports, after its recent app update, it seems Instagram has further improvements up its sleeve as the mobile image sharing platform has started storing higher resolution images on its servers. In the app and on the web interface as before, images are still displayed at the small 640 by 640 pixel size. But a look at the website source code reveals that the images are now actually stored at 1080 by 1080 pixels. And again, that is from DP Connect. So it's a little confusing the way that this is written as to where the 1080 by 1080 show up. So they go ahead and they do some visual examples for you. And I have a link to the story in the show notes, so then you can go check it out for yourself. But this is good news. Mobile devices have better and better screens, more resolution, and this is just another way that Instagram is trying to keep pace with everything that's going on. As you may have heard last week, they improved the search and explore function on the site, and I anticipate that they'll just keep rolling along. Now, one thing that I've noticed on Instagram lately is that it's also catching the eye of more and more marketing people. And I know that it is becoming a favorite place to sell goods. And this I'm a little wary of, and especially when people start putting ads in their feed instead of pictures. And actually, my personal policy is, that if I'm following someone and they just put a full-fledged ad in their feed, not a picture, even maybe promoting something that they're doing, some activity or something, but just like a flat out ad, I unfollow them because it's not even close. At least do what we call in the business advertorial, where you might be promoting something, but give us some content that's worthwhile, you know, while you're talking about whatever it is you want us to know about. But don't just plop a display ad in your feed. I think we're going to see a lot of things going on with Instagram in the near future. Some of them good, some of them maybe not so good. But all in all, I tell you, it's still one of my favorite places to hang out. And I'm really happy to hear about them upping the resolution of our photos that they're storing on their servers. In other news, White House lifts 40-year ban on photography during public tours. Imaging Resource reports, 40 years ago, the White House put a ban on photography during public tours. Now the ban has been lifted, with First Lady Michelle Obama posting a video on Instagram announcing the White House will once again allow photography during public tours. Although the ban has been lifted, there still are limitations on what imagery you can capture. Specifically, you're not able to use video cameras, interchangeable lens cameras, tripods, selfie sticks, or flash. Smartphones and compact cameras with a lens no longer than 3 inches, stills only, are permitted on the public tour route as long as their use does not interfere with other guests' enjoyment of the tour. I think this is fantastic news because if you're lucky enough to get to tour the White House, which I highly recommend if you're ever in D.C. Washington, D.C., by the way, for U.S. citizens is an amazing place to visit. And I would even say for those outside the country that appreciate American history, also a wonderful place to visit. And the White House, of course, being one of the crown jewel activities that you can do while you're there. And now the fact that we can take photos on the tour, as long as we're not annoying, and, you know, we try not to be annoying anyway, right? I love the part where they actually have to call out selfie sticks. Yep, no selfie sticks in the White House. Thank goodness. Now, this whole thing about not being able to use interchangeable lens cameras, I really don't think it's a big deal. Yes, my first choice would be to bring in my OMD and take pictures. But quite honestly, coming with a compact camera, such as my Canon S110, or using the DXO1 on my iPhone, something like that, I can get great shots and just be happy as pie that I'm able to take pictures in the White House. So I think this is wonderful, and I'm really happy to see it. And I'll tell you, next time I'm out that way, next time I'm in Washington, D.C., I'm going to try very hard to get a White House tour and not only enjoy the tour itself, but also take some pictures. Really cool news. And that is this week's Weekly Update. Story number one, Cuba Confidential, movie and ebook. So I am so happy. late last week, I believe it was actually Friday of last week, I got a note from lynda.com announcing that they had released my Cuba title called A Photographer in Cuba. And I had been working on this for quite a while. Not only was I working on it while I was in Cuba, obviously taking pictures and recording video, but then after I got back, I had to figure out exactly how I was going to present this. I had to get my notes in order because I spend a lot of time in front of the camera at lynda.com. I did that in February of this year in what we call the Havana Cafe there. They built this nice little set for me called the Havana Cafe, and it really captures the feeling of what I'm talking about. And so then the title is broken up into many parts. I mean, I cover history of Cuba. I cover photographing cars, like people, art and music, all that kind of stuff. And basically, the way that it works is that I set up the movie on camera, talking directly to you through the camera from there in the Havana Cafe. And then as I'm talking, we cut to still photos, we cut to video clips that illustrate the points that I'm talking about. And I think it works pretty darn good. I mean, you know, here's the thing. And I actually wrote a post about this on the Nimble Photographer, how hard it is to watch myself on camera. It is agonizing. But I have to do it to, you know, see how well I'm communicating, to see if I'm doing a good job or not. Overall, I felt pretty good about this. There, as you can imagine, there are always areas where I go, ooh, what I would do is I would change this, or I'd cut to a picture here, or I do this, or I do that. That being said, if you're considering going to Cuba, or if you just want to know how it is to be there and what the culture is like and learn a little bit more about it, I think you'll really enjoy this title. And I have a humdinger of a movie for you later on in the screening room selection. Not an intro movie, but a full 9-minute movie. And we'll talk about that when we get to the screening room. So that title is out right now. There's a link that'll take you to it directly in the show notes. Or you can just go to lynda.com, lynda.com. Search on my name. All my titles will come up, including A Photographer in Cuba. I really enjoyed making the movie. I enjoyed the trip. I enjoyed the people I traveled with. I want to give a shout out to another photographer who was on the trip with me, Steve Rushing, who contributed photos so that we could have, you know, more great imagery. By the way, he was shooting with a OMD EM5. You know, just saying. And especially his car shots were fantastic. And he said, use whatever you want. And I really appreciate it, because I think his images really made this title a lot better. So anyway, that is step one, which is the movie title is available on lynda.com right now. If you're interested in Cuba, please go check it out. And, you know, let me know what you think. You can always comment on our Digital Story Facebook page, facebook.com/thedigitalstory. But there's more. Also, for Rocky Nook, and they're the book publisher that I'm the photography evangelist for, I'm doing ebooks for them every quarter. So the last one that I did was the Lightroom ebook, and now I have the Rocky Nook Guide to Photographing Cuba, and that is going to come out later this week. And I am really jazzed about that, because I feel like that the ebook is the perfect companion to the movie. In other words, you can just watch my movies about Cuba. You can just enjoy me telling stories and see the pictures and watch the video and all that kind of stuff, and not have to take a single note. You don't have to take a single note, because the ebook from Rocky Nook that's coming out is like the companion to the movie title. And so all the notes are there for you in a beautiful layout, with a lot of the same images from the movie, with all the details and the spellings and, you know, all the stuff that you would want. And since it's a PDF that's designed for mobile devices, then you can just load it onto your iPad or your smartphone or your computer, whatever you use to read electronic documents, and have it with you for reference. So you can watch the movies as many times as you want, totally enjoy them, and then carry around the reference that has all the details that I speak of in the movies and just have them with you. So watch Rocky Nook's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Rocky Nook Inc. So that'd be RockyNookInc. Rocky Nook Inc. Watch their Facebook page, because probably about Wednesday or Thursday, they'll have the announcement for the ebook. And this is a free ebook. In other words, all you have to do is provide your email address so you can be on their mailing list, which they do a very nice job of running. They don't sell it to other people, and they're only notifying you of specials and sending you a newsletter. If you're willing to be on their mailing list, you can get the ebook for free. Download it, keep it on your iPad, keep it on your Android device, and then have it at your disposal while you're watching the movies on lynda.com. So I think it's a really nice 1-2 punch. I'm thrilled. I think each really kind of add a little bit of life to the other. And I love the idea of being able to watch the movies and not have to worry about taking notes and worrying about, you know, writing stuff down. Just get into the movie, really absorb it, knowing that you can download that ebook whenever you want. So anyway, on lynda.com, the movie title's there right now. The ebook is coming to Rocky Nook sometime this week. The best way to go is follow their Facebook page. And of course, I'll be making announcements on this on the digital story too. So if you're following the digital story, you'll be in the loop. I look forward to sharing this wonderful experience and these tips and techniques with you. Story number two. The Digital Story, Digital Photography Public Group on Flickr, wants to send you a t-shirt. I'll read just a little blurb here and then we'll yak, okay? Do you follow the TDS member photo of the day? If so, all of those images are selected from our public group on Flickr, which consists of nearly 3,000 members and more than 50,000 photos. And starting on Tuesday, July 7, we're giving away 10 Nimble Photographer t-shirts selected randomly from those who submit photos to our Flickr public group. Giveaway ends at 11:59 Pacific Daylight Time on Sunday, July 12, 2015. Winners will be announced on next week's TDS podcast. If you submit a photo within the July 7 through 12 timeframe, you're eligible to win a shirt. Couple things here. First of all, people that are being featured on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thedigitalstory, know about the Flickr public group because that's where I'm pulling those photos for. And it's really neat. What I do a number of times a week, I just go over to our public group, I cruise through there, and the images that really jump out at me, I feature on our Facebook page. And it's a nice thing because, you know, your image gets called out as being exceptional. And you get put into a gallery that I maintain on Flickr for all the folks that have been selected over the years for this honor. And it's bragging rights. Plus, on top of that, we also have a member photo section on thedigitalstory.com that has all of the images flowing through our public group. It's really easy to do. It's very easy to join. Obviously, you have to be a Flickr member to do that. You just sign up for Flickr. It's free. Then you join our public group. And there's a bit on how to do that on our Facebook page, actually. And you can do it that way. And there's a bit on how to do it on our member info page on thedigitalstory.com. So, and of course, obviously, Flickr can tell you how to join a public group. But basically, you just search for the Digital Story, Digital Photography Public Group on Flickr. It'll take you there and you say, I want to join. And then all you have to do is that when you have a photo that you want to submit to the group, it's a Flickr photo, right? So you've got your photo on Flickr there, and it's one of the options that you'll have, which is submit to group. All the groups that you belong to will be available to you. You choose the Digital Story, and boom. Right away, it'll be on our public group page. And then on top of that, on top of the participation and you sharing your stuff, there is a lot of inspiration on this page. And I'll tell you, I mean, the photographers that are in our virtual camera club are very good. They're very inspiring to me. And I've heard all the time from other members that they're very inspiring to them. In fact, one member wrote me not too long ago and said, I really like the member photo of the day on Facebook because it introduces me to new photographers to follow. And that is, you know, broadening my vision of the world. And that's exactly the point. That's exactly what we're trying to do here, is to keep you inspired, to show you new ways to see the world. And then for you to take all that information in, create your own images, and then push them out there and then see what other people do with them. So I just think this is a good thing. I've been meaning to talk about it for a while. I mean, it's basically just been kind of going along on its own. I haven't really touched on it for years. And I thought, you know what? It's time to bring it up again because there are probably a lot of good photographers listening to this show that aren't contributing that would make, you know, excellent contributions to our public group. So what we're going to do is that we're just going to keep track of everyone that submits a photo in this July 7 to 12 timeframe, take all those names, and then what we'll do is we'll randomly select 10 of them. We'll probably use a random generator for that. Randomly select 10, and then I will read off those 10 names at next week's show, and also put those 10 names in the show notes next week. And I'll probably put them on our Facebook page too, facebook.com/thedigitalstory. Then that way, all you got to do is drop me a note, let me know what size shirt you want, and we'll get it off to you. Leah will take care of it. She's the one that runs the Nimble store, so she'll make sure that you get your t-shirt, and we're just going to have some fun with this. So that's all you got to do. If you're already submitting photos to our public group, then you're already entering. You don't have to worry about it. Just keep doing what you're doing. But if this is new to you and you haven't been participating, now's a great time to start. Join in the fun, and who knows, you might win a t-shirt also. Let's take a stroll to the TDS screening room. Today's selection is a very fine one indeed. It is titled A Photographer in Cuba with Derek Story. And instead of doing the intro movie, the overview movie, as we normally do for the screening room, I've already done the introduction for you. I did that in the first story. So let's cut to it. So I have a very cool 9-minute movie featured for you on our screening room page called Music and Art in Cuba. I think you'll like it. I really do. And I start out talking about music, then I go to art, and I have some great examples. I have footage, I have pictures of the artists. I mean, I got all sorts of really neat things. I just think it's one of the movies that hangs together really well, and it's yours to watch just by going over to the screening room. All you do is go to lynda.com, lynda.com/thedigitalstory. Just click on the link there, and you can watch this 9-minute movie. And if you like what you see, you can start your 7-day free trial right there on lynda.com. Not only can you watch the entire Cuba title, you can watch everything else that's in their online training library, as much as you can consume for 7 days, and just have a ball. So anyway, this week's screening room selection is A Photographer in Cuba with yours truly, Derek Story. All right, let's do a little virtual camera club news. I'm going to start off with a tip from Red River Paper today. They have an article on their site, relatively new article, called Frame Your Images for Maximum Impact. And this is a cool little article that talks about how do you choose the right frame for your image, and then how do you go about, you know, getting it framed, taking care of that. It's a nice hands-on piece. There are a lot of good framing tips in there. And, you know, again, this is something that I feel really strongly about, that printing your images and then getting them in front of people. And a really nice way to enhance that experience, if you're printing on your inkjet printer, is to mount those images and put them in a frame. Hang them on the wall, give them to other people, get them up in your office, show them off. So this article will kind of get you going down there. Hopefully it'll provide a little bit of inspiration. And I have the link to it in the show notes. It's called Frame Your Images for Maximum Impact. And of course, follow Red River Paper on their Facebook page, facebook.com/redriverpaper. They've just been going through the streak of giving away discounts and free paper and stuff during the summer. And if you're missing out on that, you want to get over there, because, you know, you score a box of paper, get an extra 20% off. This is all good stuff. Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of The Digital Story. And they make just about every type of surface and just about every type of size that you would want for your inkjet printer. All right, let's talk a little bit about workshops. We've got two more this year, two more workshops. We're having a great workshop season. San Francisco street shooting was just out of this park. The trip to Bodie was magical. I'm thinking of running some of the photos. I gotta ask, you know, the folks that created these images in the Eastern Sierra if I can put together a gallery and publish it. But I want you to see it. I want you to see the kind of work that we create on these workshops and how beautiful the images are. And really, what good things happen when you're just allowed to focus on your photography for a couple days without people bugging you about other stuff. It's amazing what you can do. It's amazing what you can do when you are allowed to just really be a photographer and not have to wear all those other hats that we often have to wear in life. And I have the images to back that up. I mean, every workshop produces great images that surprise the people that take them, because, you know, they don't get that opportunity very often to just focus on their work and really discover how good they are and, you know, what great pictures they can make just by having a little encouragement, a little time, and then, of course, you know, the energy that swirls around in the group. So anyway, Fall Color with a Visit to Safari West, that's coming up on October 23rd through the 25th. And then Moving from Aperture to Photos or Lightroom is coming up on August 7th and 8th. If you want a reservation form for either of these workshops, just go to the workshops page on The Digital Story. Go to the Send Me Info form, choose the appropriate workshop, and I'll make sure you get a registration form pretty darn quick. I usually get it to you within 24 hours. I'm just telling you, if you want a nice getaway where you're productive and you have a great time, one of these two workshops, probably the ticket. And then also, let's talk about showing off with SizzlePix. I have a good SizzlePix story for you this week. So I had family in town over the 4th of July. My nephew, who did a lot of photography as a young man, and then he got married, and now he has three kids, and all five of them came up to visit for the holiday. So I put them up at the studio. And the studio's nice that way. You know, they don't have to stay at the house and, you know, put up with the folks there. They can stay at the studio, have their own place. There's a kitchen, two bathrooms, all that stuff here. Nice little back patio for your morning coffee. So, and of course I have the gallery, the SizzlePix gallery downstairs here. So his name is Josh, my nephew. And so he was asking me on 4th of July while we're sitting around enjoying barbecue and maybe having a cold one or two. He's asking me about the photos on the wall. He goes, how did you make those photos? And he says, I was like looking around online last night and he named off a couple places. And I go, nope. Believe me, those places do not make aluminum images that are as good as what you saw. So, of course, I told him about SizzlePix. So, you know, we talked about for a little bit and then we let it go, moved on to other stuff. The 18-month, he was probably getting into something that distracted us for a few moments. But then he came back to it later on. He says, yeah, you know, after seeing that artwork hanging on your wall, it really got me going and it made me think I should make some SizzlePix of my stuff. You know, because I was pretty good and I'm not doing it now. And I now I'm all kind of excited about photography again. I want to get back into it. And maybe if I make a few sizzle pics, that'll keep that inspiration going. And I just going, you should do it, dude. Do it. Because I look at these things every day when I come to work and they definitely help keep me going. And it's that same thing that I have told you over and over again. You know, people come over, they're looking at the walls, and the next thing you know, they want to go take pictures or they want to pick out their favorite shots and sizzle them. SIZZLPIX.com. They have a tile on all the pages of the digital story. They have their new 5K high definition process, which is really something else. It just takes it up another notch, but it doesn't cost you a penny more. Check them out. Just click on any of those. We have a new 5K tile on the digital story that takes you exactly where you need to be for the 5K stuff. So just go to thedigitalstory.com, look for that Sizzle Picks tile, click on it, make yourself a Sizzle Picks. You deserve it. It will keep your juices going, and you'll be able to show off to others. It's a great feeling when you hear people compliment your photography. All right, I think that is going to do it for me this week. I'm just a really happy guy that a lot of that stuff I was doing during the first part of the year, sometimes I even had to go dark for a while to get it done. Now it's starting to roll out the door, and it's really great to see. Let me know what you think about the Cuba stuff. I hope you enjoy it. Working on some terrific stories for next week. Come back and join me. Until then, have a fabulous week. Bye-bye now.